Patrick Seiss.
Hi, my name is Patrick Benjamin Seiss. I am running for mayor of Albuquerque. I've lived here all my life. I just I went to Albuquerque High School. I graduated from there. I was went to East San Jose Elementary, Ferdinand Elementary, Wilson Middle School. I had the opportunity to go to college, UNM, but family life came up, and that's the life I went on. I've decided to run for mayor, not overnight. It's been 2 years in the making, because I got tired of seeing how Albuquerque is going downhill. I love Albuquerque and New Mexico. We all do. We just need a better plan. And my administration feels that we have the focus and the plans for Albuquerque citizens. As far as the homeless, we feel that, you know, when you put them in overnight and you have them, you feed them and then you bring them out, send them back to the street the next day, that ain't doing anything. We feel that they need to be, when they're there already, have programs in those facilities to teach them how to go back to work or get the basic trainings that they need to become citizens of Albuquerque. This putting them out to the street so they just linger, they just hang around and have nothing to do. This is how crime becomes a big issue. You know, they get bored and they go with somebody that wants to be a mischief and crime goes on. So these people need to be trained in facilities to get the help that they need. I always say there's four classes of homeless. There's ones that...
I'm sorry, sir. 10-second warning.
You want to hear more about my plan? You can always look me up at Seiss for ABQMayor at gmail.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So your next question is, do you think more police added to the force would help with the crime in Albuquerque?
Yes, I do. I feel that we need to bring benefits, better pay, and put more police on the ground. I always support law enforcement. I support the flag, our country, law enforcement, and our freedom. So yes, the question is yes, more law enforcement on the ground, better pay, and working with the community, not just there, working with landlords and homeowners and community on the floor. You get more exposure, people feel more comfortable, and crime should go down. I've seen it doing in other states. We just need the opportunity to do a better job.
Thank you. Your next question is, what do you personally bring to this position?
Well, I personally bring street smarts. I'm not a college person. You know, I lived here all my life and I've seen a lot of things in Albuquerque growing up. I was a YAFA coach and worked with the community a lot. You know, I hear a lot of these people, candidates, want to say, well, let's put these homeless in jail. And I heard one candidate the other day say, well, we don't know anything about them. We need to do some research. It's not hard. I go out there, I go and talk to these people. I go and talk to everybody. The research is getting to know what these people need, the help that they need. So I talk to the community. I walk and I listen. I've been doing listening for 30 some years. That's what we need, common sense and people to listen to one another and work together to move forward. What I bring is communication skills and life skills to Albuquerque.
Thank you. And your final question is actually to finish your thoughts on your plan for the homeless.
Okay, well, the homeless, like I was saying, they have to be trained in facilities. There's the four four categories, I would say. The ones that fell out of luck, those are the ones that are working. Just paycheck, cut them out, and they're out on the street. A lot of that money that was put to the resources at that Gibson massacre over there should have been put in a different way. Like, say, that first category, let's get them the help that they need. To get them in the houses, to get their family off the street, let's focus on those ones first. Then we got the mentally challenged individuals. Like I said, when they're in the facilities, let's get them the help that they need. Because these 24-hour facilities in and out, you put them in there, they're out 24 hours, and they may or may not get medicine. And if they do get medicine, how are they going to pay for it outside? You know, they're just in the same old loop. I feel that they need to get the right help. The ones that don't want the help, the ones that are on the homeless, that are doing drugs on the street, once again, law enforcement, those guys are breaking the law. Let's get them off the street. But, you know, like I said, it's not just putting them in jail. Let's put them in jail and let's implement the three strike rule. Let's get them three. If they get three strikes, that's mandatory 6 months of rehab. Let's try that. Let's try some different things. You know, that's one focus. There's the fourth category. And those are the ones I really feel bad about. They have given up hope, period. They started out in the first class, ones that needed the help early out of luck, landed up in the position they are because of all the years they felt that nobody's there to help them.
I'm sorry, sir. Time's up.
Well, those are my issues. Those are the way some of my situations. The other candidates don't have closings and all that. I've never heard of them. They might have to surprise.
Thank you, Mr. Seiss.